Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing the Tennessee Titans and the moves made in the unofficial start of free agency yesterday. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in former Titans wide receiver Nate Washington. Nate, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Fellas, how y'all doing? Good morning, man. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for taking time to join us, Nate. And I want to start with the losses for the Titans yesterday. You lose Corey Davis to the New York Jets, lose Jonnu Smith on a four-year, $50 million contract to the New England Patriots. What was your reaction when you saw that Davis and Jonnu Smith were going elsewhere? And what do you think about those deals that those two landed?
From the start, when they didn't get the franchise tag, you know, I knew it was something, you know, brewing about, you know, free agency and them possibly leaving. Those are just huge signs for guys like that that are assets to your team that they don't franchise, in my opinion. And, you know, it's one of those situations, obviously, where there's a major change in the salary cap. I think the Titans kind of understood that, you know, franchise tag was going to be difficult to just carry one. And they made a decision not to carry any. So with that being said, you know, seeing those guys leave and go get the paydays that they've gotten and the new positions and the new organizations that they'll be a part of, it was well deserved. You know, I think Corey's on his way to becoming a solid, reliable asset for a team, and the Jets obviously need a huge, major help at receiver right now. And, you know, New England has been struggling with weapons as well. You know, it's something that's been widely recognized with that team in comparison to when Tom has left and how things have went last year. And it's just been a huge, a huge problem with them the last couple of years of not having the tools or the assets on that New England Patriots team to compete the way that they want to. So to see Jonnu get the payday he's gotten with those guys in New England is obviously just a testament to them needing assets to, you know, help Cam Newton out, and Jonnu being one of those assets, you know, that they believe in.
So, Nate, obviously the Titans here, you know, like you said, those guys, the cap reality was what it was. John Robinson went out and invested a lot of money in trying to fix the defense. Do you think that they should have tried to keep at least one of those guys to keep going what they have offensively?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting because obviously with Art being gone, you know, I think, you know, you have the structure of what type of offense that you want to have, but obviously there's going to be a different caller in place. So we're going to be seeing actually a totally different style of offense, even if it's the same guys, you know, with a totally different mind, you have totally different play calls in different situations. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the whole offense looks in itself. You know, we understand that Derrick Henry is one of the best backs in the game, and I think they'll have to continue to ride him into the promised land. But obviously with Derrick being their number one asset, I think, you know, there's going to be a major room for play action still, you know. So it's going to be interesting because AJ is not going to be the same AJ without Jonnu and Corey. You know, it's a help league. You know, I think he's an outstanding receiver, but, you know, now being the only guy that I think can, you know, hurt a team in the pass game, I think a lot of teams will understand that and come out and do whatever they have to structure and strategize to stop AJ. So with that being said, there's going to have to be some places, I mean, that the Titans are going to have to address here in this offseason, maybe through the draft, maybe still through some diamonds in the rough in the free agency. But, you know, there's still going to be some offensive positions that they're going to have to address, you know, trying to help this offense move forward and be successful as they have been in the past.
Former Titans wide receiver Nate Washington on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Nate, you brought up the draft there, and we've had a lot of people on our text line today talk about how the Titans need to go out and draft some receiver help now. I'm interested from your vantage point, being a former receiver in the league, how do you view college receivers coming into the NFL now in terms of their readiness to come in and contribute right away? It seems like from our view that more and more receivers are ready to contribute right away coming in from college in the NFL nowadays.
Definitely. I think the opportunity has just changed in itself. You know, a lot of times when you get young guys into the league previously, I'll say throughout my tenure in the league, you get a lot of young guys come in, you know, and you're expecting them, even some guys that you get in the first round and you're expecting to start, the opportunities are slim to none, becoming one of those splash breakout guys. You know, even with OBJ when he was a young guy, had the big catch on Monday Night Football, Dallas Cowboy game, you know, but had a great splash name for itself, but it was a struggle to try to get him into that offense afterwards just because of him being a young guy. But then you turn around and you look at a Justin Jefferson and what he was able to do last year with the Minnesota Vikings. It's just a true testament that these guys are prepared to play today, you know, in the NFL now coming out of college. And it's going to be interesting. You know, you have some major names on the table. Some guys that sat out last year, I'm going to be interested to see what the kid Chase does from LSU, being he sat out a whole year. But I think you have some interesting names on the table that may be able to come in and help the Titans immediately if it's approached right. You know, obviously the Titans are in a different position in the draft, drafting later in the first round. They have the back end of those picks and those type of things. But once you get into the second round, I think they'll give themselves a little bit more opportunity to get in the mix of those top-tier guys and that middle to late round to try to get some assets that can help this team out at that receiver position.
So, Nate, what do you think about Bud Dupree and Danico Autry, both as players and then also the price tags involved here?
Interesting price tags, you know, especially with Bud coming off of the injury. But obviously the help that they needed. You know, I think looking at this offseason, you know, me personally and addressing it personally with my personal opinion, you know, I was worried, you know, seeing that they needed help at pass rush, you know, obviously needed help at secondary, letting Malcolm Butler go, still needing help offensively, you know, with receivers and tight end help. And those all being, you know, major issues, in my opinion, that the Titans were going to have to address here in this offseason. And, you know, you can't address everything in the draft. You cannot address everything in the draft. And with that being said, you know, looking at the first day go by and not, you know, almost the whole first day go by and not seeing much transitions action from the Titans, you know, and knowing that those were some major areas of concern, you know, and not seeing any movement on it, you know, to see what they did later on in the day, making those two acquisitions, I think they at least took one of those concerns off the table. You know, now you can take at least pass rush off the table and say, you know, well, at least we're more comfortable with the guys that we're bringing in and them approaching, you know, having the approach that they have and what they're able to bring to the pass rush. You know, now so you can just really look at the secondary and this receiver help that they need to bring someone in and have somebody, you know, on the other side of AJ be more accountable and actually help him out to keep the coverage off of him. You know, now those two things I think that they can address early in the draft. I think they can bring in some young guys, as you stated in your previous question, that'll be ready and willing to play immediately and still have that pass rush be solidified with what they brought in through free agency. You know, I know Bud Dupree. I don't know him personally, but I definitely know the organization that he's coming from, obviously. I know the characteristic, the personality that those type of guys carry. And, you know, there's concern, obviously, with the injury that he's coming off of. But one thing I know and two things for sure is that Bud is going to be ready to play football. It means something to him. I think the Titans organization in itself has, you know, especially last year, experienced some guys in the locker room that maybe necessarily didn't want to give their all anymore. You know, unfortunately, what happened with Big Vic Beasley in the beginning of the season, then you turn around, you have what happens with Isaiah Wilson and the draft pick that you made last year. And obviously, you know, you get talented guys in the NFL, but the wherewithal and the want-to still has to be made up in their mind. But, you know, I think Bud has that want-to to come in, bounce back from the injury, and be an impact that he know he can be in that pass rush game.
Former Titans wide receiver Nate Washington on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate, last thing for you here. We've talked a lot today about getting somebody on the other side of A.J. Brown to have a 1-2 punch if you're the Titans, but how important is getting somebody in the slot? The Titans have not had that consistently over the last couple of years just based on Adam Humphries and the injuries that he sustained. How important is that for the Titans? How big of a weapon could that be if the Titans get a player that could come in and be a big factor in the slot?
Well, I'll even go a step further and say, especially with losing Jonnu, you have no interior of the field. It'll be different if you had a tight end that you can rely on that was a major asset in the middle of the field. But, you know, especially when you think about play action offenses, a lot of times those big plays comes from your interior part of the field, whether it's going to be a slot guy or a tight end. You know, major shots on the outside for the receivers on the outside, big plays for them to make. But, you know, when you're talking about everyday structure of a play action offense, in my opinion, you have to have somebody to be able to work the interior of the field. So, you know, losing Jonnu and not having a major tight end, you're definitely going to have to address that slot position. You know, Adam didn't pan out the way that the Titans were expecting. You know, I'm pretty sure he's a good guy. You know, he does what he can, but obviously due to major injuries and he hasn't been able to produce that asset that, you know, this offense needs at this moment. So now when you address it here, looking at this offseason, and even if he still has the potential to play and, you know, the belief from the organization, you're going to have to put somebody in the middle of the field when you address this play-action style offense. You know, someone is going to have to be accountable. So whether it's finding a tight end that's valuable or addressing this slot position, you know, somebody is going to have to step up and be able to make plays in the interior of the field for this offense to be successful in 2021.
Former Titans wide receiver Nate Washington has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Nate, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me on. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. You as well. Former Titans and Steelers wide receiver Nate Washington on the show with us. Always great to get his perspective. And we're going to react to a little bit of what Nate had to say there when we come back about the Titans offense and where they go from here. Also, take your thoughts as well on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game.